News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Good morning. Good to have you along. It has been quite a Thursday. Mobile Mornings with some weather on the way. Probably after nightfall tonight, we can expect at least rain and maybe more than that overnight. And then the weekend looks a whole lot better. Dan and Dalton and special guest in studio right now.
Yeah, and we'll get to our special guest, Johnny Hatch, here in a second. First, I want to say congratulations to CB Carl picking up a family four-pack for the Eco Wild Outdoor Expo that gets started tomorrow at noon. Runs all weekend long at the Mobile Convention Center. We'll be giving away another family four-pack today and one last family four-pack tomorrow to get you out there to the convention center. But Dan mentioned it, special guest this morning with the Mobile County Public School Board, Johnny Hatcher joins us. Good morning, Johnny.
Hey, Dalton. How are you?
We're doing great. So you've got this great story. You called me up yesterday and you said, hey, I want to let you know that this is happening next week. A very special graduation for a very special person in our community.
Yes, sir. It's George Hudson Place. He is a 98. Man, boy, I tell you that dyslexia.
That's a whole decade. 88 is already, but 98 is something else.
He's 98 years old. This gentleman, at the age of 16, he dropped out of high school. He lied about his age. Mm-hmm. He joined the military and fought for our country in World War II.
16.
At 16, and lived to tell about it.
Wow.
This kid is a genuine hero. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, this gentleman.
Gentleman.
He was a child when he went, come back a man, and served our community well. That's amazing. Great man.
So what was the path to now graduating so many decades later?
I'm glad you asked. I got a phone call from the mayor, Henry Barnes of Ballabatry. Henry Barnes told me this story, and he said, Johnny, I'd love to be able to go ahead and get him a diploma. And I said, you know, we can't do that. I said, that's just not going to happen. I says, I'm not going to take and give this gentleman a diploma and him not walk that stage. Mm-hmm. He says, you're kidding. I said, no, we're going to do this, buddy. This is big. This is huge. This gentleman is deserving of everything we do for him. Mm-hmm. I personally have never met a man like this in my life. And look, when Henry come to me with this, probably 2 weeks later, I get a phone call from my father-in-law, and he's kin to the Bosarges down there, which is the places are kin to the Bosarges. Mm-hmm. My father-in-law's mother was a Johnson, so he's got strong ties to the Bayou. Mm-hmm. He calls and he tells me about this gentleman, and I said, you know what? I said, I think we can do something with that.
That's amazing. I mean, not just a local hero, but an American hero. Mm-hmm. And you said he's been waiting 82 years for this day. So where's he graduating? When's that happening? Is that next week?
It's going to happen this coming up Tuesday
at
2 o'clock at the Mitchell Center at the Bryant High School graduation. And we're going to go ahead and let him go, and he's going to go first. Sheriff Paul Birch is going to be there to have a few words to say and give him some things. Jerry Carl cannot be there but wants to be there so bad it just breaks his heart. Jerry is you know, Jerry cares a lot about the veterans.
Yep.
And you know, he wanted to be there, couldn't be there, but he's going to put some things together. I'm pretty sure he's going to do a resolution. And we're also going to have something at a later date as well for him at the City Hall of Ballabatry. So this isn't going to end here.
I think, you know, the big announcement you give, please hold all your applause to the very – that's not going to apply here.
Oh, my God. No, this
no, this,
this
is,
gentleman
– everybody's on their feet after – if he's the first one that crosses the stage.
The tears are going to fall. Mm. And, I mean, I'm sure somebody else is going to cry, too. I hope it's just not me. but it's – you know, it's emotional. This gentleman has what he's done for this country at such a young age. Lord, I can't even get my son to take out the garbage.
Well, yeah, and, you know, that brings –
it's amazing how far we've slid.
And that brings up a lot of questions, and I don't want to go off base here, but you think about everything going on in the world today. I mean, can you imagine 16-year-olds dropping out to fight for the country these days? I mean, well, I guess we saw some try after 9/11, and maybe some were successful, where the youth were fired up for America. But I'm just in this current climate, I don't see very many George Hudson places out there.
No, and we need more. And I tell you, we've got a gentleman in the school system, Colonel Barrows. He's over the ROTC, and he's talking about retiring. God, I hope he doesn't.
Johnny,
what a great man.
We were down, so it was Veterans Day a couple of years ago, Dalton. Mm-hmm. If you remember, this ROTC in Mobile County is pretty strong.
It's a big deal.
It kind of counters what you think these kids would be, but you have large classes of young men
absolutely.
Who are in the ROTC program in Mobile at all of the schools.
Yes.
It's very impressive.
Dan, I'm going to tell you, I'm so impressed with this gentleman. He has got a passion for the military. Mm-hmm. Of course, he retired a colonel. He come into our school systems, he has taken it to the next level.
Yeah.
He's regarded as probably the best in the country.
Mm-hmm.
He is well known.
Well, when
in the Pentagon
know exactly who he is. Isn't that amazing?
They love him.
We love
him, and he loves these children.
Yeah, you could feel it.
Yes.
And when Dalton and I started looking at all the ROTC groupings from different high schools, right?
Yes.
They each represent their school. It was like, wow, mm-hmm. these kids take their time when there's a million other things that they could be doing, which are, well,
we don't want them doing.
No, and then you can see the discipline, and you can see that they chose to have the discipline put on them. They wanted that.
Right, and then you see it in the, the Army, Navy, Air Force. We see it, they go to those programs year in and year out. You look at who was confirmed by their local congressman or
yep.
whoever they got to send the letter in. And Mobile, you've got them at all of the major military
yep.
schools.
Yep.
Because, yeah, you're right, we are cranking them out there. But it's just something else, this graduation you're going to have next week. So George Hudson Place, 98 years old.
98.
2:00 Tuesday, Mitchell Center.
Yes,
be there. And that's going to be a awesome, awesome moment for sure.
Yes.
While we had you in, I wanted to talk about a couple schooling discussions,
sure.
maybe, since we have you in. One, and I saw Jason asking about this on the text line, and I'm not sure how much you know about this, but the Teachers' Bill of Rights, that's one of these mm-hmm. bills that passed this legislative session. I believe Governor Ivey has either just signed it or is soon to sign it, and it was unanimously approved in both chambers, so it was a popular bill. Now, according to AL.com, this Bill of Rights requires schools to take action against a student when the student disrupts class to the point that the teacher sends that child out of the classroom. And then once they send the disruptive kid out of class, the principal must give a written notification about what type of disciplinary action was taken. Now, interestingly, it was the Alabama Education Association mm-hmm. who pushed this. They said teachers across the state are hesitant to kick out disruptive students because very often principals or whoever doesn't do any discipline, according to the AEA. And they want to make it so that, and they said also schools are worried about having too many write-ups and making it look like a bad school. So beginning next school year, the behaviors specified in the law that students can be excluded from classrooms, engaging in disorderly conduct, behaving in a manner that obstructs teaching or learning of others, threatens, abuses, intimidates, or attempts to intimidate an employee or student, willfully disobeys or uses abusive or profane language. And if that happens to a student twice in one semester, then the parents have to have a parent-teacher or a student-parent conference. Your thoughts on this? This is, I know it just passed, and some of the information
it's
I gave you there.
Look, this is not going to serve me very well with the AEA, but that's a feel-good bill.
Hmm.
We already do that. The only thing we don't do is do the documentation and send it in. Other than that, we do that.
Do you think
we don't let these children? There's no teacher. I don't know what teacher says, well, I'm just going to let them stay in my classroom and keep disrupting it. I'm not going to keep pushing.
Do you think there are others?
Right.
There could be other school systems out there. This is a big state.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't know what school system would do that, but it doesn't make sense to me that there's a teacher that says, well, I'm not sending them to the office because I've already done it. It doesn't do any good. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to sit here and let them do what they want to do. That just don't make sense to me.
Okay.
So that's why I would lean on somebody has done this to get some legislation passed, pretty much a feel-good bill. That's my opinion. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take some hits on that, and I'm okay with it because I didn't come in here to tell people what they want to hear. I just tell them what I feel and what I believe to be the truth.
And one thing, you know, we were kind of talking about is this more paperwork, right? I mean, and not that it's necessarily always a bad thing, but teachers are there to teach. They also said, where was it? I saw another part of this story where maybe – more paperwork on the way dealing with, you know, some federal laws dealing with public schools. Yeah. I'll have to try to find that. But, yeah, teachers are there to teach, and I don't know if this helps them or not, but it's interesting the AEA was the one pushing it.
They don't have the time. Nobody understands this, but when they have to sit down and do all these fill out all these forms and do all this documentation and all these things, it takes away from teaching our children. And, you know, you can't overregulate things, and I think that's where we're headed.
Hmm.
It's going to get so hard for a teacher to teach children, and that's why we're having a hard time getting teachers.
So
it's just tough.
So on the AEA side, and we'll leave this alone after this, but they're saying that the problems in the schools not being addressed is affecting the recruitment of teachers. What would you say to that?
Well, I would say, how about listening to old Johnny Hatcher? Bring back the paddle. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the law is clear. We can do it. Let's just do it. It's you know, oh, yeah, put your hands on my child. Well, guess what? Then your child don't need to come to our schools. If your child can't act accordingly and behave, they don't need to be there. And we do that now. Now, this is something we've changed in policy. What we are doing is before, we would go ahead and give them alternative school. We're not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
The only ones we're going to do that with is one that the law requires to do it with, is special education.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to be bullied and pushed around anymore by these bad parents. And there's not that many. It's very few of them. But these children, like we're discussing now, that disrupt classrooms and such, you know, when we don't have to give them an education. You know, we don't owe them anything.
Yeah.
They have to come in there and do the right thing. And if they can't conform to our rules to be educated, they can't be there unless they're special education.
Mm-hmm.
Now, then we have to.
Mm-hmm.
So all these times we're sending them to alternative school, we're not doing that anymore. It's on the parent to get that child educated.
Got it.
Then.
Got it.
Now, there you go. You talk about it starts at home. They want to go ahead and tell us how, you know, we're going to handle their children. Guess what? You handle them. We're not going to do it. So there are things that we're doing, but I tell you one thing we're not doing. We're not having teachers. I've not heard one teacher in my district or any other district in Mobile County that said, we're tired of sending them to the office and we're just going to stop doing it. We're just going to let them disrupt the classroom. It's not happening.
Mm-hmm. And that's notable with Mobile County Public Schools being the largest school system in the state, right?
Yes.
So one more topic I want to get your take on while we have you in here. And I know you were talking about this not that long ago, but a new system, artificial intelligence, to detect guns on campus. And you seem to like this technology from Guardian School Security Systems. Tell us a little bit more about this, and is this something that might be implemented soon?
Well, I'll tell you something. We are actively pursuing not only this one, but other school securities. But I can tell you, this one stands out to me. This is a game changer. If we can stop the gun from making it in the school, and we can identify the person who has the gun, and we can approach them and disarm them without them even knowing we know they have a gun, that is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
That you can't beat that. And I'll tell you this, with the technology they have, we can detect vapes, and we can detect knives, guns, bullets.
Wow.
It goes down to anything. And I'll tell you this, pill bottles with pills, it can detect that. And it does it all through like a sonar. It sends out these pulses.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of reads it. And with artificial intelligence, it says, okay, based on all these properties, this is what it is. And that's how we do it.
Interesting.
Wow. Or that's how they do it. And that's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you do is you put it on the outside of your school perimeter, and it keeps it from coming in. Now, I don't know if anybody knows this or not, but the child that actually shot the other child at LaFleur,
mm-hmm.
that child didn't bring that gun to that school.
Really?
No, sir.
Hmm.
That child obtained that gun from another child at that school.
Wow. She felt threatened? Would that be her side of the story?
That would be her side, mm-hmm. that she felt threatened. And I don't want to get too much into that,
yep.
but I can just tell you, you know, it's sad when, you know, we should, you know, everybody's, oh, well, I do it for protection. No, you don't. Don't you bring a gun to our schools. If you get caught with a gun to our schools, you're not coming back to our schools. I'm telling you, we're going to crack down on that more and more.
Mm-hmm.
Even a pocket knife. Don't tell me you forgot it. You just don't forget a pocket knife in your pocket. That ain't how it works. You don't need to bring anything. We're going to secure these schools because if you have it, and let's just say you are, you know, somebody does bully you and you have that knife, you're going to be tempted to use it.
Sure.
And we don't want that at all. We want to go ahead and be able to handle these situations the proper way and teach these children how to do it without violence.
Johnny, real quick,
Tuesday the 14th of May.
2:00 in the afternoon at the Mitchell Center. Just behave, park, and go in and applaud. That's what I would say.
And do not bring a gun or a knife.
No. If you do, you might, George Hudson Place might take care of you. He knows what to do, right?
Definitely his grandson would. His grandson is Darryl Bosarge. He's an Alabama state trooper and a local track star here.
Wow.
He ran track out at USA.
Thanks a lot, Johnny, for coming in and sharing that news with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
It is 8:22. Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings.